made a way. Oh, we give you the praise and glory, Lord. We thank you because you made a way for us to come from 2021 into 2022, and we give you the praise. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale. God bless you. Glory to God in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord has made. We truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning and happy, blessed new year in this 2022. This is the day and the year that the Lord has made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so delighted and excited that you have joined us this morning. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 25th, 2010, with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Glory to God. Yes, we have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We will be so thankful to know that we have a website that we go to each and every day for direction. We have our fast directives there. That website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And we are so thankful that God has made a way for us to be here together. We're so grateful that we are rejoicing in him. And now let me share with you that if you want to be a part of this blessed ministry, you can do so as a host, a greeter, or you may even have a word from the Lord. You can submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, @themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 33 years ago. And we have some wonderful, wonderful products to help us get healthier and wealthier. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will definitely share more information with you. Now, also, we have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And that number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. And you could get great information on the Artist Life products. But not only that, today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be hosting and speaking on that call. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525. PIN 294-617-POUND. Now, again, we are getting ready to start a fast and on January 5th, and we have directors in our back office, which is, I say our back office, but on our website, which is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you will see all the directives there, and you get a chance to read them. But listen, tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, there will be an accountability partner call where we will be assigned our prayer partners, and we want you on it. It's going to be on this particular call, this number, 667-770-1523, the PIN 957-677-POUND, 677-POUND. And also, if you want to be a part of this wonderful fast and prayer and fast that we're going into, get with Dr. Pecola Roberts. Send her a text, if you will, 586-747-8000, 586-747-8000, to let her know that you definitely want to be a part of this fasting and prayer time. We will be going for 21 days or 40 days, your choice. Now, I tell you, we are so excited for this new year, and Minister Tiffany, we thank God for her and Minister Keisha, who greeted and seated everyone this morning, and as they brought forth the presence of the Lord by saying, just like Minister Tiffany said, God has made a way. Listen, he's making a way for us into a new year to do great and mighty things. So I'm going to introduce a woman of God who's going to open this year up with a powerful message this morning. She is a woman of God who is not only a co-founder of this master's call, but she has served as an Army chaplain. She is known as Dr. Super Fantastic. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart, and she serves wherever she goes. She's been across the country as well as around the world, and we're thankful for her. I'm going to pray first, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of none other than Dr. Bicola Roberts. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Father, for bringing us into your presence, because, Lord God, we come to realize it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into 2022. Lord, we're expecting great and mighty things to take place this year. We're expecting, Father God, for you to use us, your people who have been called by your name. We're expecting, Father God, for a word coming from you this morning through the vessel that you have placed this morning. We thank you, Father God, that we are united together. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So we're expecting, Father God, that the yokes will be broken, hearts will be mended, and souls will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Bicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you, Father God, for these your people who have been called by your name. Bless us, Lord God. Open our ears, Lord, that we will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name glory, and we give your name praise, because it's only in you, Father, because our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. We will now turn it over to Dr. Bicola Roberts. Are you there, Dr. PK?
I am here, Prayer General. Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Praise God. To God be the glory. Over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, TMC family. I am so excited about being with you today. Haven't been with you really since September. And here we are in a new year, and God has done a mighty thing. As our own Minister Tiffany said, Lord, we are standing here only because you made a way. You made a way, Lord, and we thank you. And I thank you also, Minister Keisha, for greeting and opening up this holy sanctuary this morning. To my friends whom I heard call out your names this morning, thank you for coming on to be with us. I'm going to get right at it this morning and allow God to do what I believe that God would have us to do here in 2022. It is snowing here in Virginia. This is our first snow of the year, and it is just absolutely beautiful. If I sound excited, it is because I am. I believe that we are at one of the most important pivotal points in our lives this year, because we have gone through so much. Glory be to God. Yes, we have been in a storm. Oh, but I am so thankful that even though we were sitting and we are still in a storm, that God is on the inside of us, rocking us steady as we go through this storm. There is light on the other side of the tunnel. And at this time, I thank God for my co-laborers, my sister, whom we have worked together for these past 11 years. We are entering this 12th year, and each and every year she comes with the theme for the year. I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa to come right now and give us that theme before I give you the blueprint that I believe that the Lord has given us for this 40-day fast that we are stepping into. Pastor Vanessa, would you please come front and center and give us what God has given you for us for the theme for this year?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Thank God that you are here to celebrate and start off this new year. My dear co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating, as well as Minister Tiffany for opening up the heavens as always, and our prayer general. And where would we be without this Master's Call family? The theme that God has downloaded into my spirit, that I'm just going to give you the theme and then turn it back over to Dr. Pecola. But if you'll join us on the next call, we'll begin to unpack the theme, as well as I will do it on the Master's Call next week. The theme that God gave me in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and his strategic breakthroughs. It's posted on our website. Again, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. Back to you for us worshiping the word. Dr. Pecola, the floor is yours.
Wow, 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 wow. Immediate obedience. Now that, oh my goodness, immediate, right now, obedience. Praise God. This morning, thank you so much. Powerful, powerful. Yes, I know. Yes, that is something right there we're going to be gnawing on all year long. Our subject for this today is just real simple. We're going to talk about three foundational blocks for this 40-day fast. Three foundational blocks. What are they? Pray, fast, and give. The scripture reading coming from Joel 1:14. Declaring a holy fast. And being that today is January the 3rd, three ministers coming out here opening up the windows of heaven for real in praise and worship and just praying us through, thanking God for you. I want to just build on these three foundational principles. I want to talk about the importance of prayer, the importance of fasting, the importance of giving as we are going through this 40-day fast. How about it? Prayer is mentioned in the Bible between 300 and 700 times, and I say that because it's dependent upon what version of the Bible that you are reading at the time. However, in the King James Version, there are 547 times use of the word prayer, prayed. The benefits of praying is vast, and I'm not going to attempt to open all of this up to you today. I'm just going to mention a little bit. I'm going to give you a few reasons why we should pray. Prayer can set or change the tone of your day. When you get up, the first thing you should do is pray. Let me drop on down to number two. Prayer helps you to make better decisions. God help us to make good decisions. Prayer daily keeps God in the forefront of your mind because people can really throw you off. Number four, the more you are communicating with God, the stronger your relationship becomes with God. How many of you want a strong relationship with God? Number five, the discipline of daily prayer is submitting your heart to God. I want God to be right there sitting with me all day, every day. Number six, answered prayers are prayers that are prayed. I often say that prayer is not prayer until you have prayed it. Number seven, opening your heart to God daily allows God to transform your heart. I heard it in my spirit. Somebody said, girl, you're going too fast. Well, I want you to know that you can go back and get this on our replay, and we will give you that number again at the end of the call, okay? The scripture reading, as I know that Elder Ellis would ask, what's the word? What's the word? You got to have a word for everything you say to him. Well, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, the word says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The next scripture, I'm going to give you three on this prayer. I just got to. 1 John 5:14-18. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask in his will, we know that we will receive it. Whatever we are asking, what are you asking for doing this fast? And then in Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Oh, God, I thank you today. I bless you for the tool of prayer that you've given us. One of the greatest tools, but the most unused tool. Help us to understand how important it is for us to utilize the tool of prayer. I'm going to give you one of the most powerful prayer testimonies for my life. You see, we all go through things because we go through tests so that we can have testimonies. That's how I want to say it. When my son was 3 years old, and Ed is on the call this morning, thank you, son, for jumping on. I know you're getting ready for work. Bless the name of Jesus. At three, Eddie prayed for a baby sister and a pair of tennis shoes for Christmas. And being that I had no way of knowing that this prayer could be answered, I began to attempt to dissuade him in the best ways that I knew how. I called my mama. I said, Mother, you need to help this boy understand he needs to ask for a wagon or a bicycle, tricycle or something, that, you know. And we were talking, and one day I was talking to him about, you may not get a baby sister on Christmas Day. I knew one thing that I knew for sure is I had no way of guaranteeing that boy that that baby was going to be born on Christmas, and if the baby came, that the baby would be a girl. He wanted a baby sister. He jumped up and down with his little self in front of me and said, Mama, you told me if I pray, I can have what I say. I want a baby sister on Christmas and a pair of tennis shoes. Well, I have you to know that at 5:45 on Christmas morning, Deborah came. Hey, glory be to God. He came and kissed the baby on the forehead, his baby sister, and then turned right around and asked for the tennis shoes. I said, no, you got to pray with the baby a little bit more, because that baby came different from these tennis shoes. So I'm asking you, what are you praying for doing these 40 days, and what are you truly believing God for as that little innocent prayer warrior did those 40 plus years ago? Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. What are you really needing from God? What do you believe that you really want God to do for you? doing this 40-day fast. Secondly, let's talk a little bit about fasting. Fasting is mentioned in the scriptures 70 times, both in the Old Testament and New Testament. I must mention that because some will say to you that fasting was good in the Old Testament, but it is not needed now because it wasn't mentioned in the New. I tell you that is not true. I tell you that fasting, as well as giving, tithing, and offering, all is mentioned in the Old and New Testament, and that it is very important for you as you are preparing for this 40-day fast. Fasting and prayer go together like peanut butter and jelly, collard greens and cornbread. Moses, David, and Jesus. Three all fasted and prayed and provided for us an example as to what we can do and expect doing our 40-day fast. Come on here and help me, somebody. You see, I want you to understand that these are just a few benefits of fasting. I'm not going to talk about the health benefits today, but the spiritual benefits. Fasting causes us to rely on God in a way that we wouldn't otherwise. Psalm 63 says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I hunger and I thirst for you. I long for you." You don't get that kind of longing unless you're fasting and praying. Come on up in here. Number two, fasting helps us to be filled with the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, I want you to just go on out there and read Galatians 5:22-23. I'm going to run on down through here today because of the time. Fasting opens our hearts to hearing God's voice. How many of you really want to hear the voice of God? Go right into Galatians 5:16. Hallelujah. And walk by the Spirit, gratifying God in the Spirit and not the flesh. Fasting, number four, renews our appreciation for God. How many of you appreciate God and his blessings? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in this testimony I'm getting ready to give. Joel 2:12 says, "Turn to me now while there is time. Give me your heart in fasting, weeping, and mourning. Come and fast. Lay yourself out before me, says the Lord." Five, fasting gives power to our prayers. Power, Lord, power. We need power here. We need to recognize that there was power that the Lord left through the Holy Spirit for us that we can only connect with unless we are praying and fasting. Read Mark 9:28-29. "This kind can come out, or be cast out only through prayer and fasting." Where's our power today, you guys? Fasting creates an environment for miracles. Whew, thank you, God. Matthew 6:16-18. "When you fast," not if you fast, but when you fast, "bless the name of Jesus." I want you to understand that something is going to happen when you fast. Expect it. Go in expecting it. And number seven, fasting helps us consume God's word in a way that we wouldn't be able to consume it if we were not praying and fasting. John 4:32 lets us know that, okay? On our 40-day fast, I want you to absolutely go out before the Lord and in a way that you are hungering and thirsting for him to fill you spiritually, renew you, hallelujah, renovate, hallelujah. We need restoration up in here. Bless the name of Jesus. It is for us to go in and fast and pray. One of the greatest fasts that I remember that we had was in Hawaii. As we were preparing for that, that was the first 40-day fast that I'd led a congregation through there. And God used that fast to prepare us for 911. That is something that I'll talk to you about later on as well. Tonight, please get on the call as we are going to be talking and giving accountability partners and giving more specific details on this 40-day fast. Number three, finally given. To give. Giving is mentioned in the Bible 1,305 times. I mention these times because time is very important to God, very important in the Bible, in the scripture. You need to understand numbers are really important. Yes. So as you are giving up and giving time and giving up your food and giving this flesh the much needed spanking and discipline that it is needed, that is needed during this fast, you need to understand why that is important. Number one, giving is a way that we can please God. Hebrews 13:16 lets us know that we should not neglect to do good and give to those who are in need. It is pleasing to God for us to do that. Number two, giving is being obedient to God. In Deuteronomy 15:11, it lets us know that we are to give to those who are poor and needed and need us to assist them along the way. Number three, give and you will be blessed. Yes, I have a definition for blessing that my dear friend and pastor gave me last night. That is my alum telling me it's time for me to stop. Giving also, you guys, let me tell you this, will help you to better understand how to serve Christ. I often say when people say, you know, you got Jesus with you, I said, yes, but we have Jesus with flesh on him. We need to understand that when we are serving others, we are serving the Christ in them. Giving keeps you humble. Humble yourself before the Lord and get yourself ready so that the little things in life will continue to be important to you. Giving helps you to become more and more like Christ as we grow as Christians. Listen, one of the best examples that I had and saw in giving, you guys, was this Christmas. My daughter called and FaceTimed me as they were exchanging gifts at 8 a.m. in the morning. And I saw my grandbabies as they were opening up gifts. After each gift, J.D. would jump up and say, oh, Mama, how did you know I needed this? Oh, Mama, I love you. You're such a great mama. Oh, Mama, this is such a great gift. Oh, Mama, you got this for me. Oh, and as that thing went forth and I saw it not only there, I saw it with my children, my Virginia children here, Natisha and Scott and their children around the Christmas tree, jumping and running and screaming and laughing with glee. And the Lord says, that's how I want you to be with me. I want you to have an attitude of gratitude as you are going through this fast, thanking me and giving me glory for what I am going to give you, because I know what you need. Bless the name of Jesus. This is the end of the sermon. No, I'm just stopping. It's not the end, and I'm just stopping. Get on the call with us tonight, and let's get started with this fast together. I love you. God bless you. And come and give us that number that we need so that they can go back and get this sermon. Minister Brenda.
Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Dr. Pakola, for that awesome and on-time message this morning. Yes, the replay number, I'll give it to you now, is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this awesome word that you've given us this morning. We give your name praise. We give your name glory, Father, because you are truly El Shaddai all by yourself. Father, we're calling on Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, to heal those that are going through health challenges, especially Shaw, Lord God. We call her healed. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes Char is healed. Everyone that are going through health challenges are healed. We decree it. We declare it, Father God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. And touch those that are going through bereavement, Father God. Comfort them and strengthen each and every one. And bless those, Father, that are going through today, Lord God, that heard this word. Give them the power, Father God, the anointing to go through this fast. And we give your name praise and glory. And touching Dr. Pecola, Father God, as she carried us through, as she gave us this word, Father God, bless her even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Glory to your name, O God. Yes, yes, yes. The number for tonight at 7. Okay, let me get this time right. 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. The same number you're on now, 667-770-1523, the PIN 957-677-POUND. We'll see you then on the call tonight. And thank you again, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for bringing us, ushering us before his presence in song. And I also want to announce the next call is the New Morning Motivational Call with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon being our host and speaker. That number is 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We give God glory and we say happy, blessed 2022 to each and every one of you. Dr. Pecola, would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Now, God, as we are preparing ourselves in mind, soul, body, and spirit to come and fast and consecrate ourselves to you, we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide. Keep us as only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, everybody. Know that I love, 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 and appreciate you. Bye-bye.